Welcome to Above Par. I'm your host, Kathy Hartwood. I show you how to take more of your talent to the golf course without practicing harder, taking more lessons, or buying new equipment. I show you how to end the frustration of underperforming so you can start playing to your potential. This is where you are going to learn how to think above par so you can play below par. Let's get to it. Hi, my golf friends. Welcome back to Above Par. Again, I'm super happy that you are here and listening. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you sharing the podcast with other people. I appreciate you reaching out and letting me know that you're listening and some of the benefits that you're getting from it. So please feel free to send me an email. Let me know some of the success that you have had or some of the things that you love about the podcast, or maybe even what you want me to talk about on the podcast, because that's what I'm going to do today. Is I'm going to share with you a little bit about a question that was asked to me. And I thought, well, that's such a good question. I'm going to turn it into a podcast and share it with you. So I am in Phoenix, part of the Desert Classic that Tori Totless puts together. And I did a live podcast on Sunday night. And I met up with so many of my clients who are part of the membership who have connected from all parts of the country because they met each other inside of the membership where we do some group coaching and we talk about different topics that I talk about here. We just go in greater detail. They're people who really support each other inside the membership. And then they came here to this tournament. Some of them came here to this tournament and got to meet up. And it's so fun for me to see how people are making connections from all across the country of different levels of play and ages and different environments. And it's just super, it's super fun to witness. And I love it. And I love the people that I'm seeing here who are reaching out and stopping me and telling me that they listen to the podcast as well. So one of the other things I did while I was out in Phoenix is I went up and I spoke at a club called Desert Mountain. They had me out there with about, I don't know, I think there were about 50 people in the group. And we had a great talk. I talked about how to unleash your game. And I love when I do the workshops to make sure that people are asking me questions, because one of the values in asking a question is that other people will see themselves in that question. Sometimes people are afraid to ask questions, right? We don't want to admit that our brains are a little wonky, right? But all of our brains are a little bit wonky. So I encourage questions whenever I do a workshop, and it really gets everybody engaged in thinking and seeing how they too could relate to the question at hand. So one of the questions was really great. Question I've never had before, because you know, I talk so much about playing from a place of calm, certain, or confident. And I have talked with some of my clients about certainty and how you can certainty stack, like you can build on your certainty. But this one woman asked me the difference really between certainty and confidence and to differentiate the two for her. It kind of got muddied in her head a little bit. So today I want to talk about certainty in a little bigger detail and help you understand what I mean when I talk about certainty and where you can find certainty for yourself out on the golf course, because that's a great feeling when we're certain, when we know something is going to happen. The opposite of certainty, we'll start there, is uncertainty, which is doubt, right? Doubt is not a beautiful place to play golf from, because we have a tendency to guide it around the golf course. We're tentative. We steer it down the fairways. We question our mechanics and our swing and our technique and the shot at hand, right? Doubt does not produce a very good swing. It is not one of the three C's. It's the opposite of certainty. So to be certain of something is really to eliminate doubt. So one of the things that I want you first to get your head around is, what in golf can't you be certain about? There are things when we go out and play that we're just not certain about. That would include the weather, your pairings, your tee time, other people, words other people say, things other people do out on the golf course, your lies, your bounces, breaks that you might get, whether even your body is going to be able to move the same way as it did yesterday, because we are different every single day that we wake up, because we are constantly changing, right? Because we're humans. These are things that we can't be certain about. So when we can surrender to that, we can take that off the table as something that we create a lot of doubt about, then let's talk about the things that we can be certain about. And this is one of the ways that I want you to think about it, is what do I know? Because when we stand over the golf ball and we say, yeah, I just don't know how to hit this shot. I don't know where the ball is going to go. Okay, honestly, most of the time when we hit a shot, we don't know where the heck the ball is going, right? We swing, we look up and go, where'd it go? Even when you think you made a really good swing, sometimes you're like, wow, I did not know it was going to curve that much. I didn't feel that. Right? So there's certain things that we can't be certain about. And that even is our golf shot. I'm not implying that you want to be certain that you're going to hit the green. I'm not implying that you're certain you're going to make a putt. That would be more along the lines of confident. Certain is about the things that you know. And when you can create some certainty for yourself, your brain likes that because it feels safe. Your brain doesn't like doubt. Doubt feels not safe. We can produce a lot of anxiety when we don't feel safe. So when you can think of things that you actually do know, you can do what I call certainty stacking. You can build on your certainty within your swing. So some of the places that I would start is one is with your golf clubs, right? You can be certain that you love your 7-iron. I love my 7-iron. I feel like I hit it good all the time. Or you could be certain that you top your 3-wood a lot. Right? So why would you stand over the shot with a 3-wood in your hand when you could be really certain about another club? Because that certainty is going to help you make a better swing, even if you have to sacrifice the opportunity of hitting the green. Right? I think there's a big course management mistake that a lot of people make is that they feel like they have to take their longest club in their bag to reach the green or on a par 5, even though they hit that club 1 out of 10 times well, right, on the range. And they think that 1 out of 10 time is going to happen when they're out there playing golf, when in the back of their head, they have a lot of uncertainty about the club or their ability to hit the club. So create certainty, one, starting with the clubs that you know, the clubs that you like, the shots that you like, especially around the green. Right? If you want to putt it off the green and you're 10 yards off the green because you feel super certain, do it. One of the things that I tell people with short game shots, and they're trying to say, I don't know, should I hit like a 60 degree wedge here, a 58? Should I fly it back there? Should I, you know, bump and run it? And I always say, if I had to give you $1 million to get the ball on the green, and this is like a short game shot, $1 million, get that ball on the green, right? Because the last thing you want to do is scull it over the green or fat it and lay the sod over it, right? One of those things. If I had to give you $1 million, what would you do? Most people would putt it up on the green, because they can be more certain about that, right? When we're not certain over a 60 degree flop shot off a hard pan, then the chances of us making a smooth swing go dramatically down. And that's when we have those misses. So tap into what you know relative and what you're certain about relative to short game shots or any club. The second thing that you want to do, and one of the best things you can do to help create certainty, is do my expectation exercise and figuring out where you are with your talent at this given moment in time. What are you doing? It's just a snapshot. It doesn't mean that's where you're going to stay, but you go to the range and you hit 10 shots with each club in your bag when you're in a relatively calm place. You're not stressed out. If you get stressed out or start putting pressure on yourself, you got to do a walkabout and come back to it. So I want you in a pretty calm place so that you can use your talent, so that you can swing freely and think clearly on the range. And then you hit 10 shots with each club. And when you do that, you'll get your percentage because it's easy math. So if you had your driver out and you had pretend little posts out there of the width of a fairway, see how many you can hit in the fairway. And if the number's 5, that means you're going to hit 50% of your fairways when you're out there playing, which if there's 4 par 3s is half of 14, 7. So your expectation would be to hit 7. You can be pretty certain that when you go out and play, you're going to hit 7 fairways, and you can be pretty certain you're going to miss 7 fairways. Just even knowing that can create a level of calm for yourself. Right? You can be sure about that. So I encourage you always, this helps manage our expectations. It also helps you figure out what maybe you need to focus on, because a lot of times we practice things that feel good. You practice things you're already good at. We don't go practice the things that are a little painful and uncomfortable. Right? It'll be really a lot of proof for your brain on exactly what you need to focus on and think about at that given time, at where you are right now with your golf game. But it helps create some certainty. So do the expectation little exercise. The third thing is a pre-shot routine helps create certainty, right? It's a routine. Our brain likes routines, right? Because we don't have to think so much. We know we can do it every time because it's a habit. We can do it with our eyes closed. That helps create a little bit of certainty when you're out there playing because you can rely on it. The job of your pre-shot routine is to get all your fundamentals done and knocked out of the way. That includes your aim, your ball position, your width of stance, your grip, and your posture. So if you practice your pre-shot routine, then you can be pretty certain and sure that you're set up properly. If you don't have a pre-shot routine, or if you haven't spent some time really ingraining one or fine-tuning one, I encourage you to do that this season. Because it's a thing that I talk about you can rely on, and you can use parts of your routine to help you crowd out thoughts, which is one of the tools that I share with people. But you have to have a routine to be able to do that. But that helps create certainty. So make sure that you practice and fine-tune your pre-shot routine, even in putting, even in short game, a routine for all of them. The other way, the fourth way that I want to share with you on how to create some certainty is being mentally prepared so that you don't get the rug pulled out from underneath you. This is what I teach in the mental prep protocol. Right? And what that includes is that you've gone through as many scenarios as you can possibly go through without exhausting your brain. I'm not talking like every possible thing that could happen on the golf course, but you've noticed thoughts or feelings that you have about different things about the round, and you've cleaned them up. That's the best way I can say it. You've pivoted. You've decided to think something that is useful instead. You've noticed that, oh my gosh, I'm playing with Betty. Betty talks too much. And when I go out there and she talks too much, I don't play well. And you notice that thought and you say to yourself, well, that's not useful. What do I want to think about Betty? Because I can't control Betty. I don't know how much she's going to talk today, but I can control what I want to think about it. Because if you don't do that, when Betty starts talking and you hit a crappy shot, it's going to be Betty's fault, not your fault. Oh, see, it's Betty. Here we go again. She's talking too much, right? We give away our power to those things if we haven't gone through and cleaned them up first. So you might scan your round and like who you're playing with, your tee time, your weather, the course, and different shots that you have, and just pay attention to any thoughts that you have in there that won't serve you. And decide what to think on purpose. It doesn't have to be a great thought. It just has to be a more useful thought. And so your brain isn't out there scanning for evidence of those crappy thoughts that you haven't really divulged or exposed or become aware of. Because even though you're not aware of them, they can still be there. So it's worth doing a little exploring. One of the ways you know you have one of these little thought errors like that you haven't cleaned up is if you say, here we go again, or I knew that was going to happen, or see, right? That's a thought that you had in your head that you did not clean up. But one of the things when you do is when you prepare your mind mentally, when you've gone through and decided, I feel good, bring it on, bring it all on. I have a thought, I'm prepared for slow play. I'm prepared if I make a big number. I know how I'm going to treat myself. I know what I'm going to say. I know how to pivot. When you do that, then you have a lot of certainty. You go into the round feeling much more safe. Our brain likes to be safe, like I mentioned before. And what happens is that when you go out and play and you feel like you're at the effect of the round of golf, but you're like, I don't know. Let's see what happens today. We'll see how my day goes. We'll see how my group is, how the weather is, if I get any good breaks, because those are going to determine my experience. Then you feel uncertain. You feel out of control. And it's not a great place for you to play golf from. So those are four areas that I want you to start with. And just a little bit more of an explanation about what certainty is when I talk about the three C's, how you can start stacking certainty, create more and more certainty for yourself. Anytime you hear yourself saying, I don't know, or I'm not sure, you're creating doubt. And one of the best questions you can ask yourself is, what do I know? Or what do I think is my next best move? And that's going to help create more certainty for you too on the golf course. All right, my friends. And if you're interested in taking this work any deeper, you can either work with me one-on-one, or you can join the membership and do some group coaching and dive deeper into these topics and ask me questions on anything you want relative to mental coaching. And you can do that at AbovePar.club. Have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you next Wednesday. Bye.